Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces artist, Joanne Smith, recognized as both a jeweler and a painter. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily, for inviting me. I love being here.
You're welcome. How did you get started as an artist?
It's sort of hard for me to say when I started because it's something that's been present in my life as far as back as I remember. As a child, I was always drawing and making little things, sometimes in mud pies and with sand on the beach. But all along, I was always enjoying that aspect of making things. So it's hard for me to say it started as much as it evolved throughout my life.
And you've gotten a chance to travel a lot. Is that something that's reflective in your art?
Definitely. We lived all the way from Argentina to Alaska, mainly in the Western Hemisphere. And both in Alaska and the Latin American countries, there were many influences for my art, particularly the jewelry, the pre-Columbian gold that was so beautiful and unusual. That influenced me a lot, and the colors, the beautiful colors. And in Alaska, the utilization of native plants and animals as part of their artwork.
Is that the jewelry and the paintings? Did you start first with paintings or with jewelry?
No, I started first with the jewelry. And then about 20 years ago, I branched into painting. And now they're both back and forth influencing each other.
And you had an opportunity to earn your Bachelor's of Arts in Jewelry mm-hmm. and Printmaking from UTEP. Tell me a little bit about that.
I was a very late-coming student because we were a military family and we were moving all the time. So I had 2 years of college, and I would take correspondence courses until my kids got into school. And finally, there was a year when my husband was in Korea, and my sons, Greg and Jeff, and I lived in El Paso, and I finally finished my bachelor's degree. Finally.
And then when did you start on your master's?
A couple of years after that, when we moved here to Las Cruces. I got my master's at New Mexico State University, and I took a course from the Gemological Institute of America once I started working for the Cutters.
Oh, well, tell me about that. So you had your first solo show with Sally and Glenn Cutter at the Cutter Gallery mm-hmm. in 1976.
That's when I basically became professional with my art. Up until that time, it was like a very serious hobby. In fact, when we were in Alaska, I would make little seed mosaics on the top of a dresser. The two sons and I were in a one-bedroom apartment while my husband was on a little island. And that was how I entertained myself on a low budget. And finally, when we settled here in Las Cruces, I had the opportunity. I had been introduced to Glenn and Sally Cutter by Barbara Glowacki. For those who remember Barbara, she was doing press releases at the time. And I remember her saying to me, "You've got to meet the Cutters. You just got to meet the Cutters." So she introduced us. And it all started there.
Well, then, since they are jewelers, your mm-hmm. jewelry went right into that.
Right. It was mainly a jewelry show, that first one. And then not too long after that, they offered me a position to design jewelry for them. And I've been doing that ever since.
What has been your most memorable piece of jewelry?
That's hard to choose, Emily. I did some very unusual pieces when I was working on my master's, big body pieces based on armor. Then later I started working in gold, and that was after I had left the university and I was working for the Cutters. So probably one of the gold pieces it would be, but I really enjoyed all of them, and I enjoy that to this day.
And how long did you work for the Cutters?
Well, since 1976, and still working for them.
And that leads us to your new show that's coming up called Elemental, a one-woman show by Joanne Smith. That's going to be opening on November the 4th with an artist reception from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cutter Gallery, 2640 El Paseo Road, and it runs through November 30th.
The show should give a wide range of the things that I do. For instance, there will be jewelry, enamel jewelry, gold jewelry, some silver jewelry. I don't work that much in silver these days. And I believe that the way I do the gold jewelry is very influenced by the pre-Columbian gold that I saw when I was in Latin America. I remember liking the richness, and they had like 24 karat gold, so that tells you something. And although they had primitive means to make it, they were able to do beautiful, beautiful things. So it'll have that. I have a large painting of Pluto, and that's been one of my fascinations recently. I call it Our Pluto.
And why is that a fascination?
Because Clyde Tombaugh, who discovered Pluto, was from Las Cruces, an important part of our community. And I'm thrilled that his son, Alden, will be our speaker on the 11th. We're going to have some little events I'll tell about later, but at any rate, there'll be the large Pluto painting, a smaller Pluto painting, some note cards, and prints of one of the paintings. So Pluto will be one. And then I've been experimenting with something called alcohol ink, which has a very fluid, loose way of moving around. And when it settles down, it looks like my enamel jewelry. So I have a whole series of paintings of that.
Alcohol ink.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, the outer space things that I've been doing more recently, inspired by the Hubble telescope, the images from the Hubble telescope, and always my favorites from all along, the adobe structures and the cliff dwellings and the landscapes. And so it will be quite a comprehensive show.
So was that one of your first paintings?
Yes, it was. And I painted a lot of the ancient structures. In fact, I believe my first show after I started painting, years after the jewelry, I called it Ancient Space. And that was the first one.
Well, from three-dimensional wearable art, and each piece is a one-of-a-kind, and then to your fluid art. So this is a lot of things that you'll be able to see through your show, your one-woman show at the Cutter Gallery, opening again November the 4th with the artist reception from 1 to 4 p.m. Now, you'll have a couple of other events, which should be, you mentioned briefly, that on Saturday, November the 11th, from 11 to 12, Alden, that's Al Tombaugh, will talk about memories.
He's going to have a conversation more than an actual speech, and he's going to encourage people to ask him questions. And he's going to remember back growing up in that household with the wonderful discovery of Pluto and the father who's an astronomer. And it sounds like it was a very unique time. And it was a unique time in Las Cruces, too. So he's going to be very amenable to having questions asked and conversing with people on that day.
Well, each Saturday you'll be available to talk to people and walk them through and do a tour of your show from 12 to 3 p.m. And then on Saturday, November the 18th, from 11 to 12 p.m., you'll be having a presentation on
how I became an artist, basically, going way back to my first memories of anything to do with art all along. And I even have a few things from those years past.
Like what?
Well, I have, for one thing, a box of pastels that I would have had in an art class in Seattle, Washington in the 40s, early 40s. And that was wartime, you know, so there were a lot of things going on. But somehow this little box of pastels has survived, so I keep it to remind me that even back in the fourth grade, I had some interest in art.
What was your first piece? Do you recall?
No, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I have the pastels and not the art.
And then your first jewelry piece, what was it?
My first jewelry piece was something very simple, I believe, that involved sawing and probably a little bit of soldering. And I had one that was in silver that had an agate in it.
Was there someone who influenced you in doing the jewelry?
In the jewelry? I studied with Wilts Harrison down in El Paso, who was quite a known jeweler at the time. And he also did a lot with the fluid, almost organic look of melting the gold and hammering it. So, yes, between him and the pre-Columbian.
Was that doing that lost wax art?
Well, lost wax can be done sort of like that, but this is done more directly on the gold. And lost wax would be doing it with the wax and then converting the wax into a casting.
So quite different.
Yeah, it's quite a different process, yes.
And what got you started again in doing jewelry?
Well, partly it was we were still moving when I first started, and I liked the fact that it was small and I could move it around. And then I had, at first when I was working on my bachelor's degree, I thought I was going to be a printmaker. But I discovered that I liked working on the copper plates more than I liked printing them. So then I moved over into working directly with the metal, and that was when I was at UTEP.
So they can find out more about how you got started on November the 18th from 11 to 12. But, of course, the first day of the show is on November the 4th at the Cutter Gallery. Well, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to me about your art and how you got started. It's so passionate. We'll post some of your paintings on our website as well. And do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's joanansmithart.com. Now, the new pieces are not on that website yet, but they will be eventually.
But they can come to the art gallery and find them. Thank you again, Joanne Smith, a multidisciplinary artist.
Thank you, Emily. I love your show.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.